Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. International Crimes Tribunal to announce its verdict today against former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. India to showcase its defense strength at Dubai Air Show 2025 beginning today in UAE. Chile heads to December runoff as no clear winner emerges in presidential election. Refugees to face 20-year wait to settle permanently in UK under asylum reforms. And Indian archer Kushal Dalal wins GT Open Indoor World Series title in men's compound category in Strassen, Luxembourg. And now the news in detail. In Bangladesh, the International Crimes Tribunal will announce its verdict today in the high-profile Crimes Against Humanity case involving former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and two of her close aides. The three-judge panel, headed by Justice Mohammad Ghulam Murtaza Mozumdar, confirmed the verdict date as security has been stepped up across Dhaka. Additional forces from the Border Guard Bangladesh, Rapid Action Battalion and the Army have been deployed around the tribunal premises. More from our correspondent.
The charges stem from the last year's July-August student uprising, during which prosecutors alleged the then Awami League government used excessive force to quell protest. Along with Sheikh Hasina, the tribunal is trying former Home Minister Asaduzzaman Khan Kamal and ex-police chief Chaudhary Abdullah Al-Mamun, who has since turned state witness. Hasina and Kamal are being tried in absentia after leaving the country following the unrest. Al-Mamun, still in custody, has reportedly provided detailed testimony on how the alleged directives were carried out. Security has been tightened not only in Dhaka but also in Gopalganj, Madaripur and Faridpur amid concerns of possible unrest after the verdict. Analyst says the judgment could have major political implications coming just months before national election. Navalshank Parmar, Akashvani News, Dhaka.
The Dubai Air Show 2025 will begin today in the United Arab Emirates or UAE. India will showcase its defense strength at the two-day event. The Indian Air Force will participate in the air show with Suri Kiran Aerobatics Team and SA Tejas. Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth will lead the Indian delegation. During the visit, Mr. Seth will chair a bilateral meeting with his UAE counterpart. He will also chair an industry roundtable conference with around 50 companies from India, UAE, Australia, US, Brazil, UK and Italy to enhance cooperation in defence technology and manufacturing in India. The Dubai Air Show is a biennial event that hosts more than 1,000 exhibitors and over 1,40,000 industry professionals from 150 countries, including major international aerospace companies. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on the Emir of Qatar, Tamim bin Hamad Al-Thani, in Doha yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed warm greetings of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and reiterated the commitment to stronger India-Qatar relations. The foreign minister valued Emir of Qatar's guidance on expanding collaboration and exploring new opportunities. Dr. Jaishankar also met Qatar's prime minister and minister of foreign affairs, Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al-Thani, in Doha. In a social media post, the external affairs minister said, "The two leaders exchanged views on developments in West Asia, as well as broader regional and global issues." The first round of Chile's presidential election did not produce a clear winner, so the top two candidates, leftist Jeanette Jara and far-right José Antonio Kast, will compete in a second round of voting in December to decide the final winner. Partial results with 52.39% of votes counted show Jara is in the lead with 26.58%, Antonio Kast is in second place with 24.32%, and the next closest contender, Johannes Kaiser, has accepted defeat and will not continue in the race. The campaign has been overshadowed by rising crime, including murders, kidnappings and extortion, which has been linked to foreign criminal groups. Migrants now make up 8.8% of Chile's population, doubling since 2017. Jara is currently ahead in the first round. Winning the December 14 runoff will be challenging. The reason is that the total support for all right-wing candidates is much larger than that for left-wing candidates, so Kast could consolidate right-wing votes and potentially overtake her in the second round. The Chinese military carried out its first-ever bomber formation patrol with its fighter jets over the disputed South China Sea as a warning to the Philippines after its Navy conducted joint patrols with the US and Japan. China, which claims the most of the South China Sea, remains in a prolonged maritime dispute with the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Brunei, and Taiwan, all of whom have counterclaims in the strategic region that holds major international trade routes. The Chinese People's Liberation Army, or PLA, Southern Theater Command, announced that it had conducted a bomber formation patrol among the Philippines' so-called joint patrols with external forces. The U.S. carried out another strike on an alleged drug trafficking boat in the Eastern Pacific on Saturday, killing three people. U.S. Southern Command stated the vessel was moving along a known narcotics route in international waters and was hit by Joint Task Force Southern Sphere after intelligence confirmed it was involved in smuggling. This marks the 21st U.S. attack on drug boats since early September, with more than 80 people killed in the operations. The Trump administration says the strikes are necessary to curb narcotics flowing into the U.S. However, lawmakers, human rights groups, and U.S. allies have questioned the legality of the campaign. The administration maintains it has authority for the strikes, citing a Justice Department opinion claiming U.S. personnel involved are immune from prosecution. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at TIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. United Kingdom will announce its largest shake-up of immigration in modern times. UK Home Secretary Shabana Mehmood will address the House of Commons today to lay out the most sweeping reforms to tackle illegal migration in modern times. The Home Secretary said, Britain must restore order and control over who enters and remains in the country. Modelled on the Danish system, the aim of the reforms is to make the UK less attractive for illegal immigrants and make it easier to deport them. Under the plans, refugees will face a 20-year wait before they can apply for permanent settlement. Under the proposals, refugee status will become temporary and subject to regular review, with refugees removed once their home countries are deemed safe. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupinder Yadav, arrived in Belém, Brazil this morning to participate in the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, COP30. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said, over the next few days, he will be participating in climate change negotiations and putting forward India's view on matters related to adaptation, climate finance, and other critical issues. The minister said that he is looking forward to productive conversations. On to sports. Indian archer Kushal Dalal wins the GT Open Indoor World Series title in men's compound category in Strassen, Luxembourg. Kushal clinched the gold after defeating former world number one Stephen Hansen of US in a rare double shoot-off. Earlier, Kushal reached the finals after beating world champion Nicolas Gerard of France in the semifinals. India's Ganesh Maniratnam Tirumuru also secured bronze in the under-21 men's compound category. And in chess, Grandmaster Arjun Edigaisi remained the lone Indian in the quarterfinals after P. Harikrishna was eliminated by Jose Martinez of Mexico in the fifth round tiebreak games of the FIDE World Cup at Panaji in Goa yesterday. Harikrishna, who had displayed sublime form so far, finally ran out of luck and ideas against Martinez, who had earlier created a buzz in the event by defeating Nodirbek Yakubboev of Uzbekistan. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. International Crimes Tribunal to announce its verdict today against former Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. India to showcase its defence strength at Dubai Air Show 2025 beginning today in UAE. Chile heads to December runoff as no clear winner emerges in presidential election. Refugees to face 20-year wait to settle permanently in UK under asylum reforms. And Indian archer Kushal Dalal wins GT Open Indoor World Series title in men's compound category in Strassen, Luxembourg. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani.